Very good morning to you, and you're warmly welcome as you join us for Sunday prayer on this, the 5th of May, as the church celebrates the 6th Sunday in the season of Easter. Father Jerry Kenny here with you this Sunday, and I'll be with you during the Sundays of the month of May, presenting Sunday prayer here on Clare FM. You're very welcome to join me as we reflect and thank God for the blessings we have and ask for his protection and care to continue in our lives. This month is often a very busy month for many people. Those preparing for state exams in June, those out busy in the gardens, our farmers and those who depend on good weather for their livelihoods, and those who this month will be receiving their first Holy Communion and the Sacrament of Confirmation. We gather all of them in our prayer during this month. During these Sundays of the season of Easter, we've been hearing from the Gospel of St. John, how Jesus cares for us as a good shepherd, how in his risen life he calls us to be bearers of good fruit, and this morning we hear his ultimate call to us to love one another as he has loved us. As followers of Jesus, we are asked to take his words seriously, to let them form our attitudes towards others and our actions in the world. The love shown by Jesus is the same generous, wholehearted, self-sacrificing love that we are called to show to one another. We bless all those who do love us, care for us, and nurture us. And we ask that we too will follow the call of Jesus to love one another.
Love is his word, love is his way, feasting with men, fasting alone, living and dying, rising again. Love, only love is his way. Richer than gold is the love of my Lord, better than splendor and wealth. Love is his way, love is his mark, sharing his last Passover feast. Christ at his table, host to the 12, love, only love is mark. Richer than gold is the love of my Lord, better than splendor and wealth. Mark, love is his sign, bread for our strength, wine for our joy. This is my body, this is my blood. Love, only love is his sign. Than gold is the love of my Lord, better than splendor and wealth. Sign, love is his news. Do this, he said, lest you forget all my deep sorrow, all my dear blood. Love,
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants any more, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, and then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Conscious of the Lord's command to each of us to love one another, we now bring our prayers and petitions before him this Sunday morning. We pray for an end to war and conflict in the many areas of our world. May all who are innocent be spared and human family learn to live as one. Lord, hear us. We pray for our homes and families, that they may be places of faith and forgiveness, where each one is respected and loved. Lord, hear us. We pray for all who work on the land, the sea, and those who depend on weather for their livelihood. May God grant favourable weather conditions, that they may do so in safety and confidence, and receive an abundant harvest. Lord, hear us. We pray for all who holiday and journey long distances throughout the year. May they do so in safety and with consideration for others and return refreshed and renewed. Lord, hear us. We remember all who are sick, those in hospital, nursing homes, hospices, or being lovingly cared for at home. May they have healing and comfort. Lord, hear us. And we pray for our deceased, remembering especially those we ourselves have known and loved, and those who have loved us and have gone to their eternal reward. May all who listened to God's voice in this life be led by the Good Shepherd to their home and heavenly rest. Lord, hear us. Merciful Lord, hear our prayers and answer them according to your will and our good, that we may sing a new song of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Oh.
And there we had the traditional hymn to Mary, the mother of Jesus, for the month of May, bring flowers of the rarest. And that concludes our period of prayer here for this Sunday morning on Clare FM. I do hope that you have an enjoyable holiday weekend wherever you are spending it. Later on this evening, I invite you to join with my colleague Stephen Fletcher, who will be presenting Beyond Belief here on Clare FM at 9 o'clock tonight. I'll be back with you again next Sunday for Sunday prayers around 7:45. And both Beyond Belief and Sunday Prayer can be downloaded as podcasts from the Clare FM website by going to the catch-up facility there. Father Jerry Kenny wishing you a very peaceful week ahead. Slán agus spanach.